In today's video, I want to share with you the five things that drivers do to get to F1. So when we look at Liam Lawson and Oliver Bearman, how they jumped into the car and got so quick and got the opportunity in the first place, I want to share that with you because they're like the 21st and 22nd drivers that I've worked with directly or in the same team as that have been in F1. So over them years, looking at all these drivers, working really close to them, I can see what they're doing, why they get this chance and the other drivers don't. And it's really important to know this. Now, not all 22 drivers were good in F1, were great, but the ones that really did well, they're the ones that I want to share. They're not even secrets, they're just fundamentals, the recipe for success, the five ingredients, the things that they had present that got them in that place in the first place and enabled them to really do well in F1. Okay, let's start. Number one, these drivers all had outright speed. Really obvious, of course, but they gave me stopwatch moments. I love to call them stopwatch moments because it's an old saying that I've said forever, that when you're stood by the side of a track and you're watching the driver go round. With you, you're on the stopwatch, it's pretty much before live timing was around. That's where this comes from. So I'm at the side of the track and I hit the button to obviously record the lap time. And I look at it when they go past for the second time. And I'm kind of like surprised. I'm like, what the hell? It can't be that quick. Come on. Right, I've got it wrong. Right, next time I'm going to make sure I get the button pressed exactly right on that line. Boom. And they go past another two times so I get a definite readout and it's the same. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I call a stopwatch moment. It surprises me how damn quick that person has gone. It might not be at the end of the day. It could be as soon as they go out on track and they're setting purple sectors as such. They're driving really well and it could be their first time at the track. It could be the first time in the car with this team. Whatever it is, it surprises me. I want to ask you now, have you done that yourself? Have you had moments where you've shown people like, gee, this person is stupidly quick? If not, you know what you've got to work on. You've either got to get in a better car, a more competitive car, or you've got to improve your damn driving. You've heard me say it 1,000 times probably, you need to be fast. Without that, I don't care how big your dreams are. I don't care how much you desire to make it to the top of the sport or wherever it is you're going. Without the skill, in our instance, without the lap time, you got no chance. If you're barely in the top 10 all the time, right? Don't even think about making a full-time career at the top of the sport. Maybe you can go and do GT racing. Maybe you can get paid racing with a gentleman and then get into it that way, fine. But if you're thinking F1, which is what we're talking about here, it's there, it's a necessity. It's the number one ingredient. The second thing that these drivers have is they have backing from somebody with influence. If you're on your own, you've got the speed, but you haven't really got anybody who can open up doors above the level you're at now, you'll struggle. You know, when we talk about Liam, he had Red Bull and Grant, who was helping him find the sponsors. I told you about Grant's story. I'll share it again in the future, but it's the guy that pretty much worked for free to help Liam get his money together, to attract investors, attract sponsors. He was working his tail off. Liam had him. Liam had the stupid speed as well. So there's two main ingredients that he had. Ollie Bearman had Ferrari. He had all these sponsors that he's got on his car, right on the F2 car as I record this. His car's covered in sponsors. These are people with influence because they've got cash. Ferrari have got influence because they're in F1. They can give you an opportunity, which they did, obviously. So you need to have people on your side. And when I think of other drivers that have actually worked with or alongside or against the same team, Bottas had Toto Wolff, Ocon had Gravity and Toto Wolff. Gravity was the investment company. Grosjean was another one I worked with and he had Gravity money as well. And they're the guys that put them in F1. All of them I mentioned also really quick, but they had somebody who could open the doors. So if you are an island, you're a one man, one woman person, you haven't really got people helping you or knocking on doors for you, this is something to focus on. Once you've got something to sell, remember that. Once you've got the speed, you need to show people, but you need other people to talk about you and offer you opportunities. They're the people that are going to make it so much easier for you. Get on the map with somebody helping you. Number three, be the person that people want to help. If you're going to succeed, it's good to have people in the industry, especially the people that are influenced, you know, if you've got people helping you, and they really want you to succeed. They kind of like invest in the dream. It's within their interest for you to succeed. So if you've got a manager, you're paying them, they're on 20% of your whatever your future earnings are, that's someone who's good, who wants to succeed. But also you want people in the industry to kind of like, I really want to see that kid do well. You have to have people skills, leadership skills, be able to influence people, sales, all this kind of stuff to get along with people and get your army behind you to make it happen, because then you'll get the nod. If you've got a really stupidly quick driver, but you're obnoxious, people don't like you, you've got a crap work ethic, you can't be bothered, the drive is not there, you're not really motivating people, they probably won't choose you, you know. Even if you are 2/10 quicker than the other four that they've got in line, or the other one, they're more likely to go with the driver that is still quick, but they want in their team. So get on with people, win them over in a genuine way, be personable, and just be a leader. Number four is timing. Now, how are you supposed to control this? With Liam, it was obviously Ricciardo did his hand in. So Liam was there, his timing was perfect because, you know, he's been waiting a long time, by the way. He's been in motorsport 3 years or something. He's been racing for a long time before he got the shot. But his timing that he was there as driver number three at that weekend was perfect because Liam's in the paddock waiting, Ricciardo's in the hospital, let's get Liam in the car. Brilliant timing, right? You would say luck, but it's not. It's not luck, let's be honest. He's won, he's earned the trust of Red Bull, and he's been on the edge for so long, it was only a matter of time before something happened. And with Ollie Bearman, same thing. Sainz had an operation, couldn't make FP3, virtually the same bloody situation and circumstances if you think about it. And he was there in F2. Go and pull him from F2, put him in, because he's our reserve driver. So timing there was great. Like, if they were there 2 years ago, nothing happened to the drivers that are in there full time, they were racing every race, they wouldn't have got a look in, but something had to happen. There's a bit of luck, a bit of timing that's just served them and it's got them through there. Now, you can only increase your chances of timing by being everywhere, by basically being in a position where you're ready to pounce. And even though you feel like you're the bridesmaid, you're on their mind and they're going to choose you because you're there. And that's all you can do. You make your own luck, sort of thing. So if you get the results, you start winning people over, you know, your speed's there and everything, you're getting on with everybody, and you're with a team in some capacity or you're on their mind, that's good enough for you to kind of put the odds in your basket. Let's just say that. If something happens, you get the call. And number five is stand out, which is linked to what I just said. You have to stand out in this sport. I want you to see motorsport, the industry, as any other market. And you as a driver are a product. Now, how are you going to stand out amongst all these other drivers? All these other products that are out there. What makes you different? Why should people notice you? Now, we talked about all the other things about speed and getting people on your side. That's great. But what about your marketing? What about your social media? Does it really align with the values of the people that are going to give you an opportunity? Your marketing as a product, your skill level as a product, basically how good you are as a product, these are all important. And I want you to see your career and you in that way, like it is a market. I've got to sell it. I've got to make sure the product's really good and it delivers on what I promise him, and I've got to get it in front of so many eyeballs. The marketing, the PR's got to be there. If you're on people's minds, if they want you to succeed, if you're fast, if your timing's right and all the other stuff, it might just happen. And even then, it's a bit of down to luck, right? You need things to happen. But still, these are the things that I would say, the five things that joined all the drivers that got into F1 and they did well. Look at your own racing. Mark yourself out of 10 in these five areas. How well am I standing out? What's my speed like compared to everyone else? How am I winning people over, etc.? And use that as part of your performance plan, your development plan for this year, to focus on what you're going to improve. If you bring these five areas up, you're going to increase your chances of success, and then who knows what can happen. Get to work, bring these five scores up, and hopefully we'll see your name in lights one day. See you next time.